my next guest. She's described as a long time, well, I don't think you're that old, Saugatuck Township resident. She owns and operates Jabber Design, this mobile app development workshop coming up right around the corner to get you involved. Let's talk. First of all, let's introduce you formally. Glad that you are here on behalf of your Jabber Design and how you spend your day to you, Julie Abel. Good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Longtime Saugatuck Township resident. You still living there?
Yeah, I am. I've been there since the mid-80s, I am that old.
experienced. How's that?
There you go.
Have you always been interested in technology?
I have, both arts and technology. I actually worked for the J. Paul Getty Trust in Saugatuck for a while, but started my own website design business in 2001.
That's great. Tell me a little bit about, back me up even more. Did you grow up in West Michigan?
I did not grow up in West Michigan. I grew up all over the Midwest and New Jersey. So being long-term here in West Michigan, I feel like it's my hometown.
That's great. Well, your hometown where you are doing good business, offering workshops and more. So here we are in this world of technology, and you're right in the thick of it. You own and operate Jabber Design. What are you all about?
Yeah, Jabber Design mobile app development. A couple of years ago, I shifted my focus from websites to native mobile apps, and I work with businesses in West Michigan to help them grow, specifically increasing local search engine ranking, social media activity, online reviews, and customer loyalty.
Was this niche and something you sought out for lack of better terms, or again, with today's world, this might be the place to be?
It is. I agree with you, Shelley. Actually, I did see that the way the world was moving was to mobile apps. It really is a way of doing online marketing that covers everything for businesses, from restaurants to breweries, which we have a lot of here, of course, realtors, gyms, beauty salons, nonprofits. Everyone can use a mobile app in a way that mobile websites really can't do it.
Yes. Who have been some of your clients?
Oh, well, I have some great clients. I have Wicks Park Bar and Grill, which is in Saugatuck, as well as Maro's Italian restaurant. A lot of people know Maro's. And New Leaf Deli in Holland, which is a new deli that does some terrific stuff. I also work with the Saugatuck Douglas Historical Society. Yes. And Peace Evangelical Lutheran Church in South Haven. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of different businesses that can benefit.
And just a reminder, I'm taking this from your quote, mobile applications represent an incredible opportunity to send info to customers, well, quicker, correct?
Absolutely. Push notifications are an amazing thing. The fact is, realtors can update listings, churches can update prayer lists, nonprofits can send push notifications to volunteers on fundraising activities, restaurants and breweries can offer electronic loyalty cards. The days of paper loyalty cards are really over. They belong in museums, right? They don't belong in your wallet, making them fat.
Yeah, you're probably talking from experience, aren't you there?
I am.
Smart devices, you also say. Again, I had a meeting this morning and left my cell phone here and about had a little panic attack. You know, I'll admit that. our smart devices are so ubiquitous, correct?
Well, they really are. And with touch screens now, you don't have to wait on hold anymore to make reservations. You can order through your app, so your food is waiting for you ahead of time. Wow. Basically, it's a way for restaurants, coffee shops, to compete on a level with the Panera Breads and the Starbucks of the world. But most West Michigan businesses just don't have million-dollar marketing budgets like those do. So a Jabber Design app basically looks like $1 million, but costs a fraction.
Jabber Design, I like the name. Well, you are getting your community involved because you do host a free workshop on the 20th of July. What's happening?
Absolutely. It is at the Howard Miller Community Center in Zeeland, and it's going to be a free workshop. I'm just going to talk to business owners in West Michigan about what a mobile app can do for them. Whether they work with me or someone else, I want to give them a framework of all of those positive things that can come out of it, how they can engage their customers in ways they may not have even thought of before.
Again, attendees learning about the nearly endless possibilities to better communicate with customers through apps. And let's look at a couple just examples, which you've basically already mentioned. Mapping golf courses?
Yes, actually. It's pretty cool. With a golf course, I can put a feature on an app where the entire golf course is mapped out using Google Maps, so that when you're golfing it, you can keep up with somebody else golfing it on the app. You know, if you're a competitive person that way, to see how you're doing against some of your friends.
Great. Are your customers local? Do you look for, you look for the locals to attend the workshop, that's for sure.
Yes, absolutely. I have been working with smaller, medium-sized businesses in West Michigan since 2001. I'm a small business. So my goal is to really help them, and as I said, compete with some of those larger chains that maybe they don't feel like they can compete with, but they actually can, and it is affordable.
The workshop starts at 8:30. I trust there's a registration component here?
Yes, absolutely. They can register by calling me. My number is 269-857-4159, or by emailing me at abel@jabberdesign.com.
And I know that your Howard Miller Community Center is right there in Zeeland.
Yes, it's just off Church Street, downtown Zeeland.
Right. And that lasts how long?
It's going to be about an hour. We're going to have it's going to be a very much a back and forth so that I can learn who's there and I can maybe focus in on what they're interested in doing.
I imagine your answer to the question is if there's an opportunity to have an app, go for it.
Yes, I would agree with that. Absolutely. It's an amazing new marketing option. And by 2007, the latest I've seen is by 2017, almost half of small businesses are going to have mobile apps. So you want to get in on that game.
And once I say, okay, it's time for me to have a mobile app, is that something Jabber Design does for
Absolutely. Me? We can do that for you. And we can do it for you pretty quickly and get you up and running. Wow. Absolutely.
Sounds like a plan. how do you measure success, of your entrepreneurship? Obviously, you're an entrepreneur, business owner. Was this a direction you sought, Julie?
Well, I was interested in technology, as I said earlier, and just kind of dove into it, loved working with other small businesses. And with mobile apps, I really feel like I've reached my stride because, frankly, nobody else is really doing what I'm doing in the area at a price point that I'm doing it. So I'm opening it up to a lot of businesses to hopefully get them right there competing with everyone else.
Would you say the paper and plastic customer loyalty rewards cards need to go in the museums?
I did say that,
like
yes.
With the VHS cassettes?
With the VHS
cassettes. The Zenith televisions?
Absolutely.
You could sit there and talk all day about what's sitting in the basement, correct?
And nobody wants to have a George Costanza a wallet.
I imagine that's gone its way as well. All right, Julie, Abel, thank you very much. Jabber Design. Details one more time about the free workshop, if you would.
Yes, the workshop is at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday, July 20th at the Howard Miller Community Center on Church Street in Zeeland.
Have fun. Again, that way to register to call or email?
Absolutely. Call or email 269-857-4159 or abel@jabberdesign.com.
Hooking us up with the mobile apps in these days, Jabber Design. Thank you, Julie Abel.
Thank you, Shelley.